Do baptize Christians in the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear saints, as we consider the temptation of Jesus by the devil in the wilderness, and especially as we consider how the devil uses two of the temptations, beginning with the words, "If you are the Son of God," I'd like to ask you this question. How spiritually stable are you? How spiritually strong do you feel? Because the Lord calls you to a spiritual stability and a spiritual strength. Especially that you are not tossed to and fro by every wind and change of doctrine. Our Lord calls you to be rooted deep enough in Christ and His Word. The troubles of this life don't scorch the seed of His Word from your heart. We'll consider Wednesday the picture of the house that is built well upon the rock, the second stained glass window as you're coming in from this way. You are built on His Word, the foundation of Jesus, so that you do not collapse when the wind and the waves do come. So, dear saints, how spiritually strong have you been this week? How stable do you think you will be this next week? We consider Jesus today, the devil's temptation of Jesus. It is amazing. It is absolutely astounding that our Lord Jesus Christ does not find strength within himself. As the devil tries to knock him on balance, Jesus does not find stability within himself. And he could. You can't. I can't. But Jesus could. Jesus is more powerful than the devil. We get spit up and chewed up by the devil if we go up against him. But Jesus could. Jesus is smarter than the devil. We are not. Jesus is the one through whom all things were made, and without him nothing was made, and the devil is a mere fallen creation. But Jesus does not find strength within himself. Jesus finds strength in God and in his word. Man does not live by bread alone, it is written, Jesus says, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus finds his identity in the Father, that he does not put to the test, that he alone is to worship him, and him alone shall you serve. And so as the devil comes with these two questions, these two temptations that begin with the question, if you are the Son of God, the devil is trying to root out Christ's identity in the Father. The devil is trying to get Jesus to either doubt his identity is the only begotten Son of God, saying something like, you must not be God's son because God is letting you go hungry. Or he's trying to root Jesus' identity in the Father and trying to get Jesus to assert his own identity as God apart from the Father. Something like, you are God, so you can turn these stones into loaves of bread. So do it. So you won't be hungry anymore. And the temptation to either doubt his identity as the Son of God or to assert his own power for his own sake alone will come back at the cross, where a man at the bottom of the cross will say, if you are the Son of God, then save yourself and come down from the cross. But Jesus won't. Jesus will not assert himself. His identity is found too deep within his Father that he will not let temptation or suffering or pain or the ability to glorify himself or the ability to honor himself or the ability to give fame to himself, but he also won't let hatred or persecution or betrayal or mocking or anything else in all of creation to knock him to and fro, to be rooted out of his identity, to not be built upon the rock of that identity, if you are the Son of God. Case closed, he is. The Father said that in Christ's baptism, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. And so Jesus believes his Father is true and the devil is a liar. and he loses with that word if, because he is. Now, that's Jesus. That's his stability. That's his strength. It's a beautiful thing to see. And it allows you to measure yourself against him. How balanced are you when suffering comes? How strong are you when temptation comes? When your sinful flesh wants to assert itself, do you say no to it? When the devil tempts you to think that God does not love you because hard times are at your door, do you believe him? What knocks you off balance? What makes you wave to and fro? Our Old Testament lesson, the fall of Adam and Eve, help us see how quickly Adam and Eve forgot to seek their identity in God, and how quickly we seek identity within ourselves. The devil promises you will be like God if you eat the fruit of that tree. And Adam and Eve say, I want that. I'm going to get that. And then as soon as they eat it, they become aware of who they really are within themselves. Their nakedness is revealed. When at one time they were rooted in God, they were rooted in his love for them, they were rooted in their love for him, they then begin to speak and they then begin to think in the terms of I. I am naked, they realize. I need to go cover myself. I heard God coming and I am afraid. I now have to hide. I only ate because the woman that you gave to me, God, she's the one that gave me some. I only ate because the serpent deceived me. And this becomes our natural way of thinking, our natural way of seeing the world through the identity of the word I. Me. My. I want to be honored. I want people to like me. I want people to take notice of me. I am strong. I am weak. I am sick. I am healthy. I am sad. I am happy. I am mad. I am scared. I don't have enough. I am enough. I am just fine by myself, thank you. I don't want to say that. I don't want to think that. I don't want to do that. We live in a culture that capitalizes and underlines and bolds the letter I in identity. As if we get to define ourselves. As if we get to tell God and the world and ourselves who we are. And as long as we are tempted to do that, we will be so very unstable, tossed to and fro by every change of doctrine and teaching that our sinful flesh and the world around us preaches to us. We will not be strong. We will be weak. We will listen to the devil because I want bread when I'm hungry. And I want fame and glory. No matter that what that means I should do. And I want God to protect me no matter what I do or say or think. There is only one identity that will keep you strong, that will keep you stable. And that is the identity that you can confess that because of Jesus' death, and resurrection, and his word, and his church, and his gifts, that you can say, I am baptized. I am a child of God. No ifs about it. I am in Christ. And so I put up the picture on your bulletin cover. It's one of my favorite pictures, especially of the temptation of Jesus. And if you see what's going on, it's the three temptations. The first temptation where Jesus is tempted by the devil to turn the stones into loaves of bread. And the second one is when he is to jump off from the temple. And the third is the promising of the kingdom of the glory. So the bottom right there is the kings there that the devil was promising. And you see that you ask the question, where am I in this picture? And the answer is, you are in Christ. That is the safest place for you to be. Because the little swirly, cruel, weird-looking thing down there is the devil. And you see that it's a very little devil, but a very big Jesus. And that if you think you can go toe-to-toe with the devil, then you are wrong. All right. But if you believe that you are in a very, very big Jesus, then you are right. Because that is a strong and stable foundation to be in. That is who you are in. That is where you are. That is the only way that you can be strong and that you can be stable. For you to fix your eyes on your Lord. For you to fix your eyes on Jesus. You are in Him. Jesus speaks the Father's word back to the devil. He finds his identity in the Father, and he finds his identity in the Word, and it will be the identity that will carry Christ firm and stable and strong all the way to the cross, so that he can swallow up all your shame and all of your guilt and all of your assertiveness and all of the things in which you say, I, so that you can say, I am a child of God. There is power in that identity. There is power in the blood of Jesus that saves you. There is identity in the blood of Jesus. We'll get ready to sing for communion. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you be free from passions and pride? There is power in the blood. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood. You do not have to give voice to the passions when you feel like saying, I am angry, and I am fearful, and I am jealous, and I am lonely, and I am in despair, or I am sick, and I am dying, because that is not what defines you. You are in Christ. No ifs about it. If you are the child of God, well, I am. Jesus has said so, and Jesus does not lie. Jesus gets to define me. And it is in that blood that you have confidence that God's identity of you is in love, not in anger. It is in mercy, not in judgment. It is in forgiveness, not in condemnation. Jesus did not come down from the cross to save himself. He saved you. So you do not have to seek the fickle honor of the world. You do not have to wonder if anyone will remember you. You do not have to wonder if anyone will take notice of you, because you are honored by being a child of God. You are remembered by Jesus in paradise, and the Father takes notice of you now, and he takes notice of you always. To God be all the glory, because that is the only thing that we can say that will keep us stable and that will keep us strong. In the name of Jesus, amen.